Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, Road Trippin' fans, homage t-shirts are as ferocious as the dunks or bangouts Richard and Channing throw down from time to time, and their softness can't even be matched. Homage has been turning back the clock with throwback tees for years. From the NBA to the Ultimate Warrior, you know, the tee that LeBron wore on the plane after leading the Cavs to its first title the city had seen in over 50 years. Well, Homage tells the stories of triumph, individualism, and hustle, preserving the old school and creating new legacies. Go to homage.com, that's H-O-M-A-G-E, and pay homage with your favorite tee. Be sure to check out the NBA Jam tees and one exclusively made for me and you. Better yet, three other tees designed specific to the Road Trippin' fam you'll want to check out. We're road tripping at homage.com.
Cheers.
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 Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Is that a mad dog?
No. Oh, I don't drink mad dog.
I know what it is. It looked like a mad dog bottle.
Well, welcome into another edition of Road Trippin'.
I had mad dog, though.
Oh, my God.
I had a first in college.
First in college.
I had mad dog. Mad dog was the first thing I ever drank. Gilbert Arenas.
They got that shit on our visit.
Drink, yes.
My cousin used to put us on that.
Yeah,
it was like a soft.
Mad dog.
It's a little softer than Hennessy.
Mad dog is much better.
Huh?
Mad Dog is better than
Hennessy. Yeah, but you wake up with it.
Hang out. It's too sweet. Yeah, a lot of sugar.
Hennessy noodles.
Yo, you know what I just stumbled on?
Richard is back. Channing is back.
The Mezcal.
And,
is it Mezcal?
The one and only, Iman Shumpert. Is that voice you hear?
No, drum roll, dog.
Yeah,
it's always a drum roll.
Why are your nails so glossy?
Because, you know, my daughter got her own nail salon.
Yeah. Junie's Nails, right?
Yeah. So I was supposed to get a nail on my thumb. She got a signature of her face.
No.
Yeah, I was supposed to get that on my thumb.
Wait a second.
Wait, does she get paid
Junie
for that or do you
a
get
nail
paid
salon?
For that?
Yeah.
She has her own nails or her own nail like thing or is it salon?
Junie, it's called Junie B. Nails.
Yeah.
What?
But it's, so.
Have you seen the show Claws on TNT? It's very similar to that.
Shout out to Carucci for that.
That shit's hot. That shit's hot.
We actually watched the show.
Yeah, I fuck with the show.
It's a great show.
Yeah. But, wait, Junie is how old?
Two.
She like can sit still to get her nails done?
Yeah.
She wants to have a...
She knows it's her shop. She says, this is Junie's. Like, this is Junie's shop. And she sits down and gets her nails done. She says, no, I want blue one. Or I want...
I'm so envious of her.
Yeah, she says like, no, not on that one. Like, I want yellow.
Is it Allie or will you be attending?
Yeah. How far is it?
It's in Harlem. So when you get to
Allie Harlem, it's 3,000 miles away.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean,
y'all underestimate how well I can hang.
So Harlem,
it's like, you know what I heard in my mind when you said that? It's like, dude, I have more than one black friend, buddy.
Oh, wait. The justification.
I have two black friends, Jamal and Barack.
Right, they always put the world with the cloud at the top.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, gotta use the black friend with the clout.
Got it. Dude, I have a buddy that played high school varsity. Buddy.
Shum, I feel like it's been so long. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be around these two. I'm gonna tell you some honest stuff. So yesterday I had like a pretty terrible day. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What's
even,
a
though
terrible
I
day?
Even though I use basketball to like yesterday, I was probably a little overly animated on them clips because they didn't realize like my day was going terrible until I got there. And that kind of fixed my day for me.
Where is there?
The gym.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was the first day you were cleared?
Yeah, this is the first day I was cleared. Okay. Yeah, so.
What's wrong? You had to.
But anyway, let me give y'all okay, shout so out first before y'all get funny, bad, mother. No, but these two dudes, I watched during the course of the years we played together. I watched them every day come in, get work in, and joke around, but constantly positive, preaching positive. I've seen them get, you know, overlooked, cut on time, this happened, that happened, and it never changed their mission, and it never changed the energy that they brought to a locker room. And I always appreciated that about y'all if I never told y'all that.
Oh, damn, Sean.
I knew the funny shit was coming after that.
Was coming.
So, but I mean, like, for real, like, to be around them, like, after that day, like to be around them and just, like, this is a cool, it's a nice friendly reminder that shit
There's
ain't
good
so
people.
Bad. Yeah, shit ain't so bad.
Well, the one thing that, like, we all remember is being that those young horses.
Yeah,
we could do this. I want to do this. And we're like, Shump, look, man, Shump. I know, big fella. I was 25. I was 26. I wanted to do this. And I would. But, you know, one thing that both of us coming from our distances traveled in teams and this, it's like once we got to a team where we had a chance to just have a chance, because there's sometimes you get into a season – you ain't got no chance. You don't have a chance for the playoff. Like, I was on the Utah team, and we started off like 0-8, right? We weren't good. We were supposed to be in the lottery, whatever. But it's like, at that point in time, like, literally in November, you are planning your offseason.
Oh.
Right? And the season just got started. So, like, that was more our mentality. It was like, yo, we're here. We got a chance. I'm going to keep working, keep my head down, just wait for that opportunity to present itself. But now, it's not always easy, which you've learned.
Oh, for sure.
It's not always easy, no, man. It comes with a little bit of age and experience. So you're getting there. You're understanding it more.
Oh, for man. Sure. Getting traded last year, it was like, okay, let's get ready for the Chinny going to the Lakers. Okay, I'm not going to make the playoffs. I was like, damn. You know what makes me the maddest? You know what makes me the maddest is having to plan out my summer workouts, right? Ooh. Because I don't want to get fat. I like to eat.
Right,
I like to drink.
Right,
but I also don't like being exhausted all the time, right? So, like, literally, I'm used to you get done the end of June.
Right.
You take all of July off. And then August, you get back to work. And then the season's, you
so
know,
you never
September.
Had time to get on out of shape.
No. Man, I was done April 12th. I said, shit. What am I going to do for my birthday? I actually have a birthday party. Oh, usually,
man.
I'm like, doing nothing right. I don't know.
And Shum, I saw you on the jump, right? We went and did the jump. And one, by the way, that shit was fun. Two, shout out to Rach.
Rach Doak?
Yeah. The other part is that, I had to go travel. So I was doing like a ton of broadcasting stuff and I was going all around. So it's like I went to sitting on planes, eating room service. And you know, when you in random cities, like you're in Atlanta and you're there for 2 days, you're not really looking
Shump
to work.
Loves
you,
Atlanta.
Okay, I was going to say New York,
Memphis,
I was in Atlanta, but you have your stuff. But it was like the places that I was going, it wasn't places that, like, the season had just ended. It wasn't like I was home and I could just do this or that. Yeah. I gained like probably like 15 pounds. Then I went to Amsterdam. That was a good time. But then I just gained that time. Yeah. Oh, well, no, I was just like, you're sitting here like, the season's over, but instead of just kind of being home and kind of having like, okay, I'm just going to go for a bike ride or just go do something where like you're kind of keeping your activity. I was on a fucking plane and sitting in hotels for like 2 months. And then at the end of it, I went to Amsterdam. So that shit was, they do some really cool things with chillers
like,
over there.
Okay. 3 weeks of working out, take a, you know, 4 or 5 days, do a bunch of yoga, ride the bike, be chill. And I'm like, oh shit. What else did I say? He lost his train of thought.
Somebody walked by. I saw the shadow too.
Somebody walked by. ADD kicked in. Yeah, it's early ADD. That dude was buff
and
shit.
You want to be in TV?
Oh, wow.
No, I never said that. I have a face for radio. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't want to dress up to go nowhere. I'd rather do this. Record me in like this. I don't want to do TV.
You going to wear my clothes on?
What?
What's your clothing?
It's going to fit me?
Yeah, this is my clothing.
Camera
centerpiece? Is that what it's called?
What kind of cotton thread is that?
I actually like that shirt.
Yeah, the shirt's tight.
So I'd be going there now and I'd be picking the fabrics. But I kind of like, you know, I always like something that's like sheer, but because it give you, like, you could throw it on with a hoodie, mm-hmm. or you could still throw it on and go out and Sean, feel like
you got your fingers in everything, big guy.
Yeah. But I'm, you know what it is? You know what it is, though, honestly? Like, that fear that I used to have of, like, how people would react to, like, everything I come with. Because I know I come with a lot. Like, I just do. But it's everybody else's fault that tried to lead me into the right direction. Everybody was like I said on stage that time, like, everybody was out here saying, have a backup plan, do this. You can't just play basketball. You got to be smart. You got to be able to write. You got to polish this. You got to do this. You got to do this. And I did all that shit. So now that I did it, what I'm supposed to just hide it?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, I like music. I wake up and I hear songs in my head. I'm supposed to not write them out. Not record them when I got a whole studio set up. My wife a singer. Like, what I'm supposed to do? And
you're supposed to be a basketball player.
No, for sure. And I am a basketball player.
And you know what? Look at where we are. What does that say?
I'm more than an athlete, for sure.
See, but he can read, too. See, that's what I'm saying. He is multi-dimensional.
But I think I'm finally over that whole, like, what they gonna say. Like, I really don't care. Like, the fashion kids know when my shit drop, go get it. Like,
ooh.
You know what I mean? No, for real. Like,
where can you get it at?
I mean, I'll probably have to specially make something for your tall.
Shump Ducky.
No. But
you know me, $3.99. I wear whatever.
No. I got y'all.
Even if it looks terrible,
if I won a championship with you, I guess I can give it to you for free.
Listen, I'll pay a discount.
That's what it should be, that I only give free stuff to my assets that I've won with.
Yeah.
If I haven't won a championship.
Channing with the bullet and OJ. I see you.
Is this even going to taste good?
It's going to get you drunk.
Jesus.
I'm on vacation. You're not working out today.
Oh, no. For sure.
No. This is my vacation.
Yeah, me too.
I got to work
me
out too. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, go. Monday, Tuesday.
Shut up, man. What's going on, man? I'm giving you a chance.
Hurt, though?
No.
I hurt my knee, and then you remember I had plantar fasciitis.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad worst.
It's kicking my ass.
I tore my arch from that in college. God. It's the worst.
But every time I thought I was back, I would work out 303 upstairs in the gym, and every time I would take off, like, it would
So it gets to a point where they contemplate surgery, right? Because it's so tight.
Yeah, but they was like, you might not ever be the same, and they start leaving them dots, and then I'm sitting, right. I'm sitting at the crib looking at my daughter like, man, am I going
Or just
is my foot going heal,
you
baby?
Just tear it.
Huh?
You just tear it.
Yeah, but then I won't be athletic.
Athletic. See, Channing, well, can you help him with
I gotta
that?
Be an athlete.
Athletic? Can you help him with that?
I got
it. That's how
kids. That's how the young kids talk.
Can you help him with how to play basketball?
Yeah,
athletic way.
See, what you need to do is you need to get in the right stance. You need to bend your knees.
you just
explode.
You have more dunks this year.
Ooh, I think I have.
Ooh, did you see the one that he didn't have?
See, you know what?
We talked about that yesterday.
You know what's funny? Tell us what's funny. A man scores 10,000 career points.
You got 10,000? You got 10,000?
I don't know what I got. I shot a lot of threes, so I figured 13 years, I got 1,000 points a year. You know, let's say a career average. 80.
I would say you got 10.
Okay, let's just say for the purposes of
you got 10 for right now.
I feel like that's in
miles.
I'm just not a dunking.
I don't care about that. You know, I don't care. Because, listen, this is where it comes from.
I got my ring. I'm out for blood now.
Right. Sure. At this point, or how I was raised, like basically from Coach Olson, I was on great teams in college, great teams. And I had an impact on each team. But that impact necessarily wasn't from just points or rebounds. Like,
what the fuck are we talking about?
I was just saying, if you're on a good team and you're averaging 6 points, but you're playing 24, 26 minutes.
I'm with you.
You have an impact on a team. So everyone's like, well, you only average ever six. It's like, bitch, I'm playing with the best nigga in the league. Like, what do you want me to do?
Sean, we've talked about these two. He wants to play one more year if possible. He has a year two, maybe three. How many do you got left?
Sean's
20.
I'm 28.
Oh, shit.
Season 8?
They got to deal with me for a while.
I'm curious.
They got to deal with me for a while.
He going to play till the wheels fall off.
Yeah, I'm going to play till it's over with. But it's, I'm excited for it.
Are you?
Yeah, I ain't got handcuffs on. Tell T. Lou I'll see him soon.
It's funny. This ain't pickup.
No, I know.
This ain't pickup. Yeah.
That was the funniest when he came with a teacher the next day.
How was you had a couple months in Sacramento?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. It was good just to be around a new energy. I think that's the youngest energy I've been around in a long time. Mm-hmm. Like they could sort of match what I had going on, but yeah. I mean, of course, they did it in a more. They not as old as I am, so they mental wasn't on what I was on, but their energy could match. And with guys that, as long as you can match the energy, we could mold the direction. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I feel like that was the most exciting thing of, you know, being around all those young guys, was even when I was just rehabbing to try and get back, and I was trying to be able to play at least a game or two with them, mm-hmm. but even when I realized I probably ain't gonna make it back without no pain in my foot, I was like, they are developing in a way where I could say something and they can make it translate on the court. You know what yeah. I mean? Like I could tell that they listening, because when I first got there, you know, some of the things that are being said to them is hard sometimes. Like I said, learning from playing with guys like this is like, you hear things from a coach and it's cool. But if you heard that from the last coach and it didn't go anywhere for you, it's just like,
it's hard.
Yeah. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And it's like every once in a while you get that jewel from, you know, one of the guys you look up to, or one of the guys that got something that you want, achieve something you want to achieve, and it means the most to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was like, for me, that was the first time I stepped anywhere and people was looking at me like, oh, he older.
They wanted some direction.
Yeah, because it's yep. like, but I've never been older. I've always been talking to the older guys, and you know, I'm hanging with them. I'm trying to get more and more information from them. And then it was like, finally, I get to a team where me just playing a practice, those dudes was like, man, like, when you saying this, like, what do you, know what I mean? Like, what do you mean by that? Yeah. Or defensively, when I'm telling them what pass the guy's gonna make, they just sort of, you know, taking it all in.
They just don't see the game. They've not seen enough reps. It comes
with experience. And you have for more, sure. It's you're like, finally in the space where like you have more experience than the rest of the guys that you're playing with.
I've never had this much experience with the guys I'm playing with, exactly like he said. Like in the summer, yeah, I'm a talk, but at times it feels like preaching.
Yeah.
But it's like when you're on a team and people are like, you know, they're trustworthy of you trying to do everything to make sure that we win over here. Mm-hmm. It was like for me to give them that and to let them in on, like, you know, what we see out there and how we playing and how we beat them when we played them. It's like you giving them all this information, and to see those guys with open eyes, open ears, it was exciting.
Yeah.
Who's – okay, so I would say Sacramento got probably one of the most talented teams. Now, mm-hmm. they're young. I mean, they're crazy young. For sure. Y'all are crazy young. Who is the most talented kid? And I'm not saying that's going to translate, but just based on like what you see every day, who's the guy that we may not acknowledge, but he just like crazy talented?
Harry Giles is going to bother some people.
Is he?
Yeah.
He like that?
His skill set is crazy. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, he's got a great skill set.
Yeah.
And you've seen his
skill set.
Skill set. I was finna burp. I actually caught it.
Skill set. Getting with the Migos.
Yeah, but his skill set is similar to a lot of different guys that I could compare him to in the league.
Yeah.
But the reason I don't compare him is because his heart is different.
Oh, he's a savage.
His heart pumps a lot different. And I've seen.
So he got the energy of Tristan, but the skill set of like your upper level guys. So wait, what? Was he injured last year or something?
Yeah, he tore his ACL twice.
But that's what?
On either leg, I believe. So that's what I'm saying. It was one of the things where when seeing him, I was asking, like, you know, when is he? I didn't know that much information. I'm not going to sit here and lie and act like I watch college ball and fill out my bracket. I don't. Mm-hmm. Before I left college, they said I was not going to get drafted, so I was done with the college thing. I was done.
Well, you can't just hold animosity.
I do, though. That's what I'm saying. My heart pumped different. That's just how I'm getting down.
That's what fires him to get into the studio, dog. My heart pumped different. It's the name of his next album.
Here you go.
Okay.
I like that, though.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, we got a song, Sean. We got a song. My heart pumped different. We can send you a sample of this shit.
See what I mean? You gotta pay me for this. We in LA, dog. That's a hit right there.
I hate that I know them.
Shump used to want to fight me so much.
Oh, every day.
And then
everyone wanted to fight you too because you don't shut up.
Yeah.
And then I used to make him laugh.
And he'd be like,
I hate that I could not laugh.
Because whenever he would get super mad and we would fuck with him or we'd be arguing, then we would just change the conversation to something stupid and funny. Be like, no.
Are there moments when you guys start debating with people that you can like look at them and be like, I got them?
Yes.
Yeah. The minute they say one word back, oh, I got them. It's not because I'm not rational. No. So I'll just keep saying shit even if it doesn't make sense.
No. Oh, 100%. So I will like, make oh, up shit.
Yeah. It's oh. Like, yeah.
And Jenny, I won't stop. You don't eat rice. Yeah. Rice is terrible for you. Like,
but see, Channing gets mad.
That was horrible.
But Channing gets mad because I know his bullshit. So it's just like, I'm like, Channing, that doesn't make any sense. You're making this up. I know I'm making it up, but still, just leave me alone. Shump, man. So
talk to
him. I'm gonna ask you two questions.
Talk to him.
Music related.
Yeah.
One.
Did you hear Substance Abuse?
Come on now.
I'm just making sure.
Come on now.
I've actually listened
next project,
can you,
the next project.
Can you drop
the next project is out of control. That's what I'm saying.
For your first album.
I said I was asking two questions.
It's not bad.
That's what I'm saying. It's supposed to be.
If I didn't know it was you, it's hard for me to take it serious. Right? No, I understand.
No,
it's hard for me to take it serious.
Say it's me.
Because it's you. But like if I just listen to it, I'm like, oh, okay, this shit ain't bad.
No,
you're better than
you don't be like that's Iman Shumpert rapping. Like, my voice don't sound
like I walked in here, he had it playing, and I was like, who is that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you wouldn't know.
Okay,
like,
a lot of okay. What is this that? This why I want to know. Kyrie.
Yeah.
Had his first single.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you not remember?
No.
I just wish he was an auto-tune.
Yeah.
Wait. Kyrie. Hold on. Kyrie has a song.
Yeah, it was good for Uncle Drew.
Like, Uncle Drew. It was cool. But Kyrie.
It's fun. It's fun.
One thing I will say is that both of y'all and your music and your DJing. I see you guys used to make beats and do all this stuff. I was like not surprised, but I was still surprised that he.
You're
did
surprised
it,
that he actually put it out.
That he put it out. Not surprised that he wouldn't be in the studio. Not surprised
that
he wouldn't.
Like, the crazy thing is, like,
Tell me the story.
Kai can sing.
No, I believe it.
Like, if Kai really wanted to write us, like, if he needed to get a check off it and Kai start writing music, I think Kai could carry himself just fine.
Yeah.
Like,
he got that bug. Like, he got that left brain. Yeah,
and he can dance his way through like, you know what I mean? Like, Kai really is musically inclined to do it. It's just
he's an entertainer. Kai has an entertainer. Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure. It's in his heart. Like, I don't know why he suppresses it. Like, he suppresses his sometimes, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just because his focus is basketball and he's not really looking for any extra.
I actually kind of disagree with that.
Well, dope. CTM.
Respectfully, I just feel like Kai is so strong in making sure that that's not how people know and understand him to be.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he's saying by suppress it.
Like, he suppresses it. Like, he's like, I feel like it's in him. Like, he wants to make a song. Sometimes.
No, that's what I'm saying. I feel like he makes it known, though. And that he doesn't want to be defined just by basketball. So he.
Kai has songs. I know Kai for real. Kai has songs.
But I feel like my point is he's Kyle hiding those.
He jokes around the studio, laughs, whatever, and he sings stuff or he'll rap some stuff. And when he does it, it actually is dope. It's just he doesn't want to have to do that too.
So I think what he does right now is amazing, but you think there's more. You say there's more,
is
what you're
saying. I'm telling you, Kai has not, he has not said, I'm going to make a album and sell it for money. Like, I'm telling you, Kai could really sell a product. A music product, and I feel like people will buy it.
So why don't you just go on SoundCloud?
Like, one, he's so got so much to say. Yeah, he is
player.
Way
yeah.
more. He,
yeah.
But as I'm saying, he knows it. He knows it. He want to live this chapter first, and
that's fair.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
I have two more things.
It's a lot of basketball players like that, by the way.
No, a lot of basketball players
have other.
They rap, they got songs, they sing, they got songs. They just scared of what people say, and people be like, basketball players, y'all ain't focused, y'all get paid too much.
But it's just not
someone like you, though, I feel like.
That's because I smack the shit out of somebody.
Yeah. But that's aggressive.
Well, that's
what it is. I told you, the fear of what people think when I say that. is gone.
But Chump, we don't.
Why not write them a harsh letter?
Yes.
I'm not writing them a harsh letter. I would never be.
Can I speak to the manager?
The reason why I say that is because nobody, none of the people that are going to try and influence any decision that I make are ever really going to be in front of my face to ever say something that bold to me.
I'm probably not
going to smack the shit out you because you're not going to have the balls, nor are you going to know enough people to be in the place.
You're not going Nipsey at the BET Awards. You got to be in the place to be
to get smacked. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just get smacked through the internet.
Okay, two things. Two more things.
Yeah, I do too. Come back real quick.
Yeah, mama. So my wife really enjoys.
How's she doing?
She's doing well. She really enjoys TT's album.
Yeah.
There was a song on that album.
Which one?
It's about
Work That.
There was a song on there that for our minority listeners, when I mean minority, I mean like young. That is
Richard. Get to the point.
God, I just talked about you guys being very open.
Oh, y'all were doing sexually. Dirty dirties?
Yeah, they were doing dirty dirties.
The reason why I say this is because you guys
have your own show. Like, your daughter is, you know, at the forefront. Like, you guys are building her an empire already, right? You're doing all this other stuff, so people are always curious about your relationship. So when she puts out that song about your relationship, people have a lot of questions or statements or ideas or thoughts. And again, anybody that's listened to this knows when you say things like, I don't care what other people think, I believe you because I know you and I've seen you and I'll be around you.
Yes, but even though you don't care,
I just want to know. I don't need details. I just want to know more about that.
So in all actuality, ever since having my wife and my kid with me, I actually do care a little bit because I'm always very conscious of how it affects them. Mm. You know what I mean? So it's, even though I don't care about a lot of backlash that comes my way, I do care that she's now got to answer it. And later on, Junie's going to have to answer, you know, why'd your dad? You know what I mean? Like,
I'm talking about how your wife put out that song.
Yeah.
So she let everybody, like, basically like
that's
a window.
Music.
But I fuck with music. I'm saying, but she let everybody kind of look in on that aspect of what you guys do, right?
Well, shit, everybody. Honestly, I took it as this. My wife took this album. She took it upon herself to control the narrative.
Yeah.
So she took full control over what you could say about us. Because after the show happened, it was like, because we didn't have enough episodes because I had to go back to season.
Yeah.
It honestly, our first go round at filming that, it wasn't a big priority to me to make sure we had content and all that. I was like, I got plantar fasciitis coming off one of my best summers and I'm trying to deal with that. If y'all want to bring the cameras and shoot that, cool, but I guess that wasn't popping enough for them. So I was like, gee, well, I don't care. I got to do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't have a lot of footage of us three enjoying times or whatever. So they chose to shorten it to show those times and highlight those times. And they put that out and it was 6 episodes.
Yeah.
With that getting canceled, people started taking the narrative of, well, it wasn't canceled. It just, that was the end of the season. But people was like, yo, it's supposed to be 8. They breached the contract and all these stories start happening. But
that story happened in like May or
something.
It's a bunch of them. But you guys shot it down so fast. And I thought it was amazing how you handled it.
But it's like, that was my fear. Like I said, I had this fear of like, even when we were shooting it, I'm like, man, what the NBA gonna think? Man, I'm hurt again. Damn, like people gonna think I'm not doing nothing. Little do y'all know this, all I talk about all day. I be punching walls, mad I'm standing in the corner. You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing all these things and y'all just ain't gonna know nothing about it. You know what I mean? And I was nervous for that. And she kinda like, I don't know, it's like, it pisses me off when it's going on, but then like when it happened, I was just like, yo, she's a genius. Like, she just sort of like put it out there, like, this is what it is. So now you can ask her or ask me whatever you want. But it's like, we gave you something to go off of. Like, here go your outline. Critique whatever you want to say. But mm-hmm. this is the facts. You see what I'm saying? And yeah.
She definitely went Eminem in the final rap scene.
But I mean, throughout the whole project though, it's a very vulnerable project. Like right. when you listen to it and hear it, she says stuff about our marriage, like stuff that's happening that people usually just write up a quick story. And because you don't know shit about us, you could say whatever and then it floats this way and that way. But if she says it in the album, all you could do is try and interpret what she said.
Mm-hmm. Did she talk about your beard?
Huh? That it don't connect. I'm actually getting.
Are you gonna get implants?
I'm actually getting a tattoo right here because this.
Why? No,
dog. Why?
No. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see how that go for y'all?
Chump, you're turning into a SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah. Don't go post.
You're better than that.
Don't go posty.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't say I was gonna get tats on my Chump.
You know what I mean? This glad is what we're here. No, I know. God.
I'm not gonna stop being friends with you, but what the fuck?
I can still.
You're
tell
not
you.
Even gonna. You probably gonna forget about it. My beard will probably grow over it.
Richard said he was getting a tattoo the other day.
Sooner or later, I'm saying sooner or later my beard's gonna grow over. You're not even gonna see it. But
your beard will never grow. That stop it.
That old scruff.
It actually is growing fast as shit. It's pissing me off.
You got like a crackhead.
Wait. So what is this tattoo gonna be?
What is the tattoo?
Remember when it was open and I had like a line through. This that wasn't growth.
What is the tattoo gonna be?
What is the tattoo gonna be?
What is the tattoo gonna be?
Falcor?
I can't tell you.
The green power.
No, it's not gonna be a symbol, it's words.
It's gonna be a Gundam wing?
No, it's words. It's words.
It's gonna say beard.
No. Yeah. That would be funny.
Fill in here.
That would actually be funny as hell. But no, I'm a it's actually gonna say God of the Earth.
God of the Earth?
Did you say? I felt like you said Earths, like Earths? Plural.
Yeah.
How many Earths are there?
Well, there's a flat That's Earth. There's a round Earth. There's a triangle Earth.
You're gonna listen to your own science, but that's what I'm getting.
How many Earths are there?
Huh?
How many Earths are there?
How many Earths are there?
You said plural.
And it's your job to interpret however you
want
to
interpret.
Okay, well,
motherfucker, I'm asking you how to interpret.
Ask me
what's your
saying?
Yeah,
I
how many Earths do you have?
I said what I said.
I feel like that's another song.
There's no way you're getting a tattoo on your face.
When you ever know me to lie to you?
This is true.
That's what I'm trying to
you
tell
are wearing, you. You are wearing a beanie, and it is 100 degrees outside.
But didn't I tell
When's
you?
When's the last time
I told
you had a haircut?
I told you in the beginning of last summer that my clothing line was going to come, right?
This is true.
Tell us about your
what
clothing.
I'm wearing.
Do you have women's clothes?
I don't know. You're wearing camo, orange stuff.
Women.
I don't know where you camouflage.
No. Actually, these pants
camo.
Ain't mine. Actually, the designer of these pants. Let me give you a brief story.
Wow. Oh, he got the orange Gatorade.
Oh, yeah, I got the Gatorades on. Yeah.
Those socks have to be hot.
Yeah, yeah. Gatorade usually gets me through a hot day.
I'm trying to figure out how that was your outfit pick for the 100-degree day in L.A. I feel really cool right now.
You are cool. As hot as it is, I feel really cool.
Yeah, you are cool.
But these pants actually are from this designer dude that was actually in Harlem. And he was on my case about taking a picture in them. And I've actually worn them 3 times and never taken a picture in them.
Well, now there's plenty of pictures.
Now there's footage, pictures.
Well, what are you camouflaging, right? So camouflage.
See, they thought it was going to be roses at the time.
Yeah, they got them dice. Got them dice. Yeah. 10 of 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Little razzle dazzle. Yeah.
Okay, so when are the women's clothing coming? When's the women's clothing coming?
It'll be shortly after the men's stuff come. It won't be right away. I mean, you'll probably see my wife in it, but yeah, I don't know if it'll be out right away.
Is it casual?
And it's not gonna be. So the whole purpose of my line is just.
Which the line is called what?
Centerpiece.
Okay, centerpiece.
So the focus on it is just. Building that umbrella, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So it's like the women's stuff is going to be like a play off of the men's stuff because it's meant for you to wear something and then how a woman's supposed to be able to switch it up. You know what I mean? So it's...
No, explain.
It's the idea of like... the idea of taking the girl to the hotel... y'all have a great night, and then the next day you wake up and she not awkward. She wearing your button-up shirt.
Oh, that's tight.
And then she throw a belt over it, throw some heels on, and she just start the day.
Oh, that's tight.
You see what I'm saying? Like, but you see what I'm saying? Because that's sexy as hell. That's not awkward. Most girls are like, oh, I shouldn't have done this.
Thank you for giving us context.
Yeah. No, but seriously, I'm just, what the culture, that's what I'm saying.
But I get exactly what you're
saying. Oh, for sure. That's what I'm going.
You know how,
like,
when you bring a chick back to the hotel,
for sure, that's why I commercial.
Hey, Shump, can you keep giving us more context?
For sure. But it's like, it's one of them things where I wanted.
You're going farmers only.
I just wanted it. I wanted everything. I'm into functional fashion. So everything that I add, anything that I do, like, yeah, I'm going to put a style and a flair on it. But 9 times out of 10, it's a style that I really like that people got rid of, or, you know what I mean?
Wait.
Something that I just fixed something that, like, y'all should have did this. Like, I love these jeans when y'all made them, but y'all didn't do this. So I'm going to do it for you, and then I'm going to add this right here.
But it's the same. But it's the same way when you play basketball, right? When you watch something, you're like, oh, why didn't he just float that? Or why didn't he just finger roll that? Yeah. Or he should have just dunked that. Or he should have threw that pass a lot earlier. It's just in anything anything that you do in your life, or anything that you are passionate about or that you're good at, you can see things that before people see them, and you can also see things that should have been done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I don't understand fashion, and I don't understand what
but
I understand what you're trying to get
the
at.
Vision
it's,
of it.
I'm,
what's
yeah, crazy? I'm what's relating crazy? It to basketball. That's
saying.
The same shit.
But what's crazy is y'all not knowing, like, say y'all two don't know nothing about fashion.
Which
right?
we don't.
I don't agree. I think that y'all are just in a space that y'all don't
like,
give
he'd be like, Richard, what are you, J. Crew today? But, who are you, Gap
exactly.
today?
I also feel like the fashion
like,
has changed.
Who are you today?
Whoever that now that they're older?
Without a doubt. And they don't have to. That's what I'm saying. They're at a point where they're just like, what am
I? Don't care.
Me getting dressed now, who cares?
My white tee with Air Force One game.
My kids are getting their own
back in
02,
that shit was fire,
but this
I had the beanie with the brim.
You know what's crazy? I'll say this.
Beanie with the brim.
I've seen a lot of guys say they've been about fashion, right? And I will tell Shump this, and I'm never going to tell you this again.
He's going to give a compliment.
You remember when you walked into the locker room, and I said, why the fuck do you dress like this every day just to come to practice? And you go, I told myself when I was a kid, if I have the money and I have the opportunity to dress the way I want to dress every day, I'm going to do it. So this guy, when I tell you this, other than the flag outfit you might have worn twice, this guy, every day to practice, right? I know people that get fashion-y, like, and I'm going to say like fashion
for games.
Dash Y before games. Shump is Mr. Fashionable all the time.
Yeah, it's just.
It's almost like at when you first meet you, you're like, God damn, Shump, just throw a sweatsuit on. He doesn't wear sweatsuits.
I've never seen that.
He doesn't wear regular stuff. He's going to throw on something crazy every single
because
day.
Because it's what he likes.
But then to the point where now it's just, you just go, that's just Shump.
But it's not that. It gets to that's just Shump when I literally had all these sweatsuits and I got all these clothes that I'm buying fashion-wise. And I got all this collection of clothes. And then I got all these sweatsuits, Adidas, Nike, all this
What about the feelers you were supposed to wear, but
your
toes start hurting?
The team stuff, all this other bullshit, whatever. And I got all these sweatsuits, track suits, and all that. And I'm like, I don't wear none of this shit. I'm not going to wake up and put that on. That's
well, then give it to some kids.
So that's what I started doing. But then the team will have mandatory, you got to wear this sweat or whatever. So I have to keep a couple of sweatsuits, but I'm 9 times out of 10 not going to touch it unless it says mandatory with an underline.
So real quick, the rumor behind.
But if you throw all your clothes out that are easy clothes and you have nothing but swag, that's what you got. I just wear the clothes that
But that was what I'm saying. The rumor behind the whole Cavs suits and like the shorts were that you were like kind of the designer behind that.
Not at all. The last thing that's going on there. What's crazy is as I was watching it, like, I thought they was all going to stay locked in on the suits.
But they kind of.
Yeah, they all started to turn. When the cameras got on, they start doing what I would have done from the jump. But
what do you think?
As long as they was cool with that, I'd have did it. I just thought that they had to be strict wearing it. I was like, nah.
I got a random question.
Talk to the guy.
It's G-A-W-D.
What do you think of Donald Glover?
He might be one of the smartest humans on earth.
I love him.
I love him.
You love him? How many conversations have you had with him?
None.
What if he
I'm very outside looking in. I'm just going off of everything that he's done and how long he's been doing things. Like, I remember when he first started putting out music and I was saying, like,
Childish.
I was like, this is raw. Like,
very woke.
It was the same way. It was the same way.
He about the wokest motherfucker.
It was the same way, like, when I heard Drake. My first time hearing Drake, I was like,
this is Drake. I wish we could see you show your face right now. You're like,
and then I was like, this shit is hard. This is cold as hell.
Yeah, no.
It was making me mad because I'm like, it don't sound like him. It don't.
There's a reason why I asked
even
you
when
question.
He was when he first started rapping, like when he was looking at the camera, I didn't believe it was him doing it. Like, he didn't fit everything, but he sort of grew into it and it grew on me. But yeah.
Who's your favorite new SoundCloud?
No, that's one of the things that
OD.
The reason why he reminds me of you is from a standpoint of. He went to NYU super young, started writing at a very, very early age, was on Community, did stand up, did music, doing his own TV show, writing, producing, all of these
things. Is he the new Eddie Murphy?
No, he's not. No, okay.
Because Eddie Murphy got some fire albums.
But this is what I want to say about Eddie. Eddie reached a level that not many people on the planet will ever reach because Eddie just stopped doing stand up. Eddie was that guy. I don't want to disrespect Eddie, but say that. But he is a Renaissance man, Donald Glover, that we haven't really seen in a while. Because where he started to where he is to what he's capable of doing, winning Emmys on his show Atlanta and writing it, you know, like him doing stand-up, he's one of the funniest people in the world. He's hilarious. So the fact that he can say all of this goofy, goofy shit, then come out and write This Is America or come out and do Atlanta. So and it's the point, to Shump's point is here, is that just because you get your start someplace, if you have passion projects, if you have ideas, if you have other things that you are really, really focused on, you should always pursue them. Mm-hmm. Because this man has the ability to win Emmys, Grammys, Oscars,
Tony,
stand-up, Tony. He could do whatever the fuck he wants. And for a kid, and he's young still, right? Like, he's still young. And when you look at, like, from being on Community to being on this stuff, Allie, do you have any idea who I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's actually one of my favorite songs of the song.
There we go. Yeah, you know, okay.
My son knows the whole thing. He loves that video.
But when you, I don't.
It's amazing.
Did you break down the video to him?
Yes. He does a dance. And that's amazing. Because when I showed him, we're like,
did you tell him why they were dancing like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I follow the choreographer on Instagram now.
What? Choreographer?
The choreographer?
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 How she graph?
Choreographer.
Choreographer.
Okay. You don't have to whisper that. I don't give a fuck. She's good.
But again, to the fans out there, to the basketball fans out there.
The choreographer.
If you look at an individual like Donald Glover and how he started his career and what he was doing and how he was writing and all the different things, but then you look at where he is now. And this man, literally, again, he was in the new Star Wars. He helped write stuff for Black Panther. Like, he's one of those people that they now go to as an influencer. They're like, hey, will you just take a look at this script? Can you add a little bit more authenticity? Can you add a little bit more jokes to it? Can you just make this a little bit more where it needs to be? Where
his
it needs
ear,
to be.
He has a ability to be connected, has his ear to the ground. But he's able to relate it to society, which is the hardest thing to do.
Yeah, and yes. And
he's a culture pusher.
So one of the things that, you know, again, it's a compliment to you because, no, but you have to, sometimes you got to put the money in the bank.
Ooh. Put the money in the bag.
And then put the money in the bag.
That was such a funny commercial.
And then after that, you can pursue.
I was just going to say, is that a movie?
No, it's a commercial.
Yeah. You got to be in tune.
But yeah, that's the only compliment I'll ever give you. So fuck off.
So how long do you think fanny packs are going to be cool? Ooh, you have a fly on your nose.
Yep.
Where's your nose ring? Is it still there? Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Nah,
I was
black right now.
Oh,
black right now.
Ooh, yeah. Is that? There's a reason for that.
What?
Is there?
Is
a reason
is
for
it
that?
Like a stone from one of the other Earth?
Yeah,
Earths. How many Earths are there? What? Seriously, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts?
How many Earths are there?
Yeah, you said plural.
Shum. We listen. We've had some people come on here and talk.
I don't know how many worlds exists in your. I don't know how many Earths is in your world.
How many Earths are in your world?
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of
Earths. What do you mean? That's what you're saying. How many Earths are in your
Earths.
World?
It's a lot of Earths.
Like Earths? Not Earths? So I mean, a lot of earth, like nerfs, but earths.
I can't.
So you got a lot of earths.
I can only speak this.
Is that like the dollars?
I really don't know if I could have ever been a teammate with either of
they,
them.
They are.
They just don't stop.
You have to be a strong individual.
Yes.
Mentally, you have to be tough.
Or you will be stronger when you leave.
Yeah,
for sure.
You will be stronger
when you
leave.
There.
Yeah, you'll get there. Speaking of getting there, if you don't take that hair off your shirt, it's been fucking bothering me this whole time. Do you not see it? Thank you. Oh,
Shump got it.
Oh. Gosh.
Shump got it.
Shump got it.
Well,
Shump got
one of my three daughters.
Well, you got a lot of
them.
Kids.
Two of them.
You got
two
a lot of kids.
The other
kids,
one is bald too. Like a mother.
Look like the left side of your shirt.
Biggly Wiggly. Yeah, she's about as bald as Richard. Man. The biggins.
Well, Shump, man. I'm going to be really honest, man. We appreciate you coming and hollering at us. Telling us your story.
Yeah, man. Thanks for... Are you going back to the studio now?
No, I'm actually... I got to go to rehab.
Wow, man.
Oh,
have you been drinking too
really?
Much?
Like, damn. Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
No wonder.
If I would have known that, we wouldn't have been...
I see you
brought you alcohol.
I left myself open for that.
Yeah, man. My mouth was open, man.
Shump, it's good. When we play Sacramento, what's up? You going to show me all the good spots to go to?
No, I got to the hood. You know what's crazy? Like, Sacramento people think... I told you know me.
It's like what they thought about Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm big on culture. Like, Sacramento got culture.
No, don't do that.
It's where all the people live when they can't afford San Francisco.
People have this.
No, for sure, though. If I'm your host in Cleveland, like, you're going to have a good time.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
But before you played there, everyone thought, what about Cleveland?
Cleveland.
Oh, for sure.
Everybody knows.
Everybody was going off Joe Kim Noah's quote. Let's be honest.
Before Bron,
that was hilarious.
It was. That was funny as hell.
Who goes? I don't know anybody that goes to Cleveland.
That was funny as hell. Like, it was funny as hell. But that's what. And I'm back. I feel like that's when the basketball. That's when all the basketball fans sort of like
took notice.
Yeah.
Are you back?
I never thought nothing of Cleveland. Like, I never.
Did you sell your home?
I'm from the Midwest. So I'm so used to Midwest cities.
You get it?
Yeah. I'm used to the blue collar shit. Like,
yeah. Me too.
Like, I would have. No, for real though. Like
I believe you. These two,
they was telling me they walk out of their house. It was 104 degrees in Phoenix. I'm like, dog, we ain't never had nothing like that.
104. It's 104 in the morning.
We've had below four.
He said people could cook eggs on the floor.
Dog, it's 115 degrees.
Oh, no,
I believe you.
I'm saying is
that's why I live in Oregon.
That's why y'all look at Cleveland like, oh, it's Cleveland, because y'all be used to like beaches and seeing that. Like, I had never seen that, so I never cared about. Like, so when I got to Sac, even with Sac's weather's so good, it's like, what y'all complaining about?
No, that's the weather. Yeah, no. The weather
like,
is amazing.
This is beautiful.
Them California taxes
in
the water.
I can't have a bad day.
I'm with you.
Tell us something fun, good about Sac.
Sac, so I actually found, if anybody's ever in Sac, they have this R&B night.
I'll stop it.
Bro, like.
Wait, 90s R&B?
But it's all R&B.
I don't see nothing wrong.
It's all R&B party, like. You know how DJ
like a house party?
Don't
like
put
a house party.
No. It's a lounge.
No, but I'm saying like
but it feels like
a
house
party.
Like
yeah,
they
yeah.
not bougie. Everybody dancing. Like they having a great time. But I was there and I was like blown away by it. But like the whole, they got like this whole little couple of places, food spots right around there. Mm-hmm. But they just had this whole outside vibe that was just. I walk into a lot of different places and I could feel when a vibe is like, I can't be here because this is too much or. You know, these dudes over here, they don't like that I just came and, you know, me and my guys, is they don't like it. Like, they all from here and they don't know us. Like, you could sort of feel things coming.
He wants some jacket edge.
Yeah, 90s night.
Yeah, but that's that. They play that all night.
But you can't keep changing the songs.
But they play that all night and then people are not bougie. They dance. They have a good time. There's food spots. Like, I really enjoy it. What is that?
I don't know. There's a picture.
There's a picture there that people like to
do. It's actually a really awesome facility.
When
was
that?
Nike is just do it.
That's why she just took that long ass picture right there. That's the longest photo I ever seen taken.
It was not enough light.
Luckily, it was a glass door right here, and she wanted to show them yoga.
She wanted to see the God.
The gold.
Was it God's feet? Was that what brought it? I thought it was the champagne and the orange juice. I guess they say I'm handsome.
Is that a verse?
Is that a song?
I don't even know my name no more. They calling me handsome.
Did you just have a list there? Yeah. Calling me handsome.
Oh, see, that's now for your podcast. When you drop this episode, that needs to be the quote.
What?
I don't even know my name no more. They're calling me handsome. It's a movie quote. But see how many of your listeners know that movie quote.
Done.
I don't even know my name no more. They calling me Hanson.
Why do I know it?
It's bothering
me. It's bothering
me. Because you know it.
Because you said it with lists.
It's definitely, it's a black cinema.
Wait, Madea's Halloween.
For sure.
Well, you know Channing's not going to know it.
Nah, homie.
No. No.
Listen, we're still the minority. I got to catch up on white people culture.
By the way, did y'all know, I didn't know that art wasn't taxed.
Art?
Yeah.
When you buy art?
Did I know that?
Yeah. I live in Oregon. There's no sales tax.
Yeah, so that's cool and art. All that, but nowhere is there art tax.
Oh, I didn't know that. Art is awesome.
Oh, it depends on.
Awesome. That was just a jewel for everybody. I'm just putting that out there. I just found that out. I see why Jay-Z always got a painting in the back of his videos, but I just wish he would have came out on camera and said they can't tax us on art.
Yeah. Well, now you know.
But now y'all know.
But you gotta get insurance on that art because somebody poke a hole on that bitch. That's it.
All right, so we've got Centerpiece.
You got Centerpiece.
What else you want to plug?
You got a project coming out. I'm working on a children's book for my daughter that'll, it's not going to be just like, I'm not going to write 10 children's books, but for each reading level every couple of years for my daughter, I'm going to have the book grow with her.
Aww.
So twinkle, twinkle, little star, my dog.
Yeah, until... Yeah, real talk, though. But that's how I wanted to do it.
Right, like, I know what you're thinking.
To get to when she 18, finna go to college, I wanted to do that. And then, like, hopefully, when she gets to college, she takes over the book. That's what I'm hoping.
Wow, you're really setting her up for success.
I just...
Well, he is a millionaire, so he's able to do those things.
I just...
Wow.
With me, I just feel like it was a lot of things in my life when I was a kid that I wanted to do. And
like ballet, face tattoo.
I just wake up and see her. I see when she's dreaming. Like I see.
But real quick, do you see how good he is at ignoring us? It's impressive.
Well, I was very impressive. I was actually going to say okay.
But it's fun to show how much he has grown the ability to completely fucking ignore us.
This is what they're telling you. So there's times that I might be having a legit moment with Kyrie.
And they just come in and they fuck it up.
But there's been times where, like, legit might let a tear go. Like, I really need to tell Kyrie something type shit.
And
they come in here and be like, we don't give a fuck,
bro.
Will y'all shut the fuck up for two minutes? Channing, shut the fuck up. Richard, shut the fuck up. Channing, no, you shut the fuck up, Channing. You know what? All right, we're going to leave.
And then they'll be like, come on, Channing, let's get out of here. Like, they'll make it a complete joke. Then whoever walk in, oh, Bron, don't go in there.
They're serious right now. They don't want to talk.
They're such children.
It's 9 a.m. and they're already serious.
Like, do you know what's funny?
We're wrapping it up after this to make it good.
People take your day-to-day too serious. You go in there, you get your work done, you have fun. If you can't have fun, fuck it. Why are you doing it anyways? Go do something else.
And that's the problem.
So I've been on shitty teams in shitty situations. When you have a good group of dudes, enjoy it. Every day I walked in, and yes, I was in Cleveland when it was -20 and I couldn't feel my fingers. But I was like, dude, these dudes are fun to play with. They're fun to work out with. So why not have the most fun? And then you go home and you get to do it again. We live a great life, man. That's what I'm saying.
For sure.
I miss Iman. I miss making fun of him.
Oh, man, I miss you too.
I miss talking to you in third person.
I'm going to be really honest. And I don't know. I never really say these types of things.
You're losing your waves, too. You got to brush more.
Yeah.
You're losing your waves.
What do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean? I'm losing them. I'm Indian,
dog. Remember when he cut his goatee? I don't really say this about a lot of people. I don't say this, and I know we're going to end on this note, but, you know, after, you know, I left and, you know, you guys were still there, then you guys all went your separate ways.
Or got traded?
You know, yeah. Everyone. Well, that's what I'm saying. But that was something that, like, when I look back on that time, I really wish I had never met either of you two.
I thought it was going to be. Oh, my God. I knew it.
That's why I'm the best.
I just knew.
Hey, Road Trippin' fans, don't forget, we're working with a t-shirt company that you may have seen around, Homage. They're the ones that are responsible for LeBron's Ultimate Warrior shirt and many of the college designs you see on tees.
as they pay homage to great moments in sports and inspiring stories, go check out their NBA Jam tees at homage.com. You're sure to be inspired and will get a kick out of their special design for Richard and Channing, along with three other designs specific to the road tripping fan. Get them while they're still in stock at homage.com.